children and even in drawing profit from the operation. The woman Magnon, who was mentioned a few pages further back, was the same one who had succeeded in making old Gillenormand support the two children which she had had. She lived on the Quai des Célestins, at the corner of this ancient street of the Petit Musc, which afforded her the opportunity of changing her evil repute into good odour. The reader will remember the great epidemic of croup, which ravaged the river districts of the Seine in Paris 35 years ago, and of which science took advantage to make experiments on a grand scale as to the efficacy of inhalations of alum, so beneficially replaced at the present day by the external tincture of iodine. During this epidemic, the Magnon lost both her boys, who were still very young, one in the morning, the other in the evening of the same day. This was a blow. These children were precious to their mother. They represented 80 francs a month. These 80 francs were punctually paid in the name of Monsieur Gillenormand by the collector of his rents, Monsieur Barge, a retired tipstaff, in the Rue du Roi de Sicile. The children dead, the income was at an end. The Magnon sought an expedient. In that dark freemasonry of evil which she formed a part, everything is known, all secrets are kept, and all lend mutual aid. Magnon needed two children. The Thénardiers had two. The same sex, the same...